So I'm Tracy Hilliard, and my presentation today is regarding using geographic information systems to investigate the relationship between local health departments' workforce cuts and vulnerable populations. I am a clinical assistant professor at the University of Washington Department of Psychosocial and Community Health in the School of Nursing, and this project was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Public Health Practice-Based Research Network, where I received an award as a junior investigator to conduct this project. And I also serve as the Executive Board Secretary for the Health Informatics and Information Technology section. I am a charter member, and I'm quite excited that this is my presentation, both in the role on the Executive Board representing HIT here for this session and as a presenter for my research role and practice role. And so just to give you an introduction about the premise for why I wrote this grant and thought this would be an important study to conduct, thinking about the economic recession that we've experienced here in our country, we know that workforce cuts have made local, state, and federal public health agencies very pressed to make dramatic services and system cuts as well. Specifically, when we've looked at data conducted by the National Association of County and City Health Officials, also known as NACHO, we know that since 2008, local health departments, I'll be calling those LHDs. LHDs in our country have cut 34,000 workers. That's the data as of last year. And specifically, just to give you kind of a context for that, we know that a study looking between January 2011 and June 2011, just over a six-month period, indicated that in 19 of our 50 states, more than half of LHDs lost positions due to attrition or layoffs. So that's pretty substantial. More specifically, in thinking about those numbers, from that study, we know that 44% of the LHDs lost at least one staff to attrition or layoffs. And then 69% of our population lives in a jurisdiction specifically impacted by those cuts where at least one staff member was lost in those LHDs. So again, very substantial and very relevant for thinking about looking specifically at workforce cuts in this area. You may have heard me mention that I've been conducting this on behalf of the Practice-Based Research Network. So for me as an academician and researcher, the specific emphasis on this study is to think about rapid dissemination of research into practice. So instead of just putting this project and paper on a shelf that collects dust, we want to make sure the information is disseminated in venues like this at the American Public Health Association and is received by practice and ultimately can be used to fuel systems change that will trickle down to the level of practice and literally impact the change in services and approaches to serving the needs of the population served in these local health departments. Just by a show of hand, I'm wondering who my audience is so I can frame my thoughts and conversations. I know quite a few of us on the panel are talking about big data and analytics and GIS, and again, my spin on this is local health departments. So I'm wondering how many people in the audience are researchers? Show of hands, okay. How many folks are public health practitioners? One hand, all right. Lone Ranger, thank you for being here. And what about, are there any data analysts in the room? Okay. And IT professionals? Okay, all right. So I think I saw the majority are researchers and data analysts. So thank you all for being here. And I think, you know, I'm reminded by the presentation at the opening session yesterday by Dr. Reed Tuckson, who was very excited about big data and analytics as it would inform public health. And so I feel very pleased that I think that this project represents a movement towards that and something we can be thinking about, how all of us as researchers and data analysts and IT professionals can think about solving some of these projects to impact public health and the populations that we serve. And so thinking about the context that I've set for why I wrote this proposal, the big question is that we don't know how the changes in the size of the LHD workforce due to the cuts based on the economic recession may have impacted the distribution of workers in geographic areas with the most vulnerable populations. And so it's important to think about the relationship between these cuts and socio-demographic characteristics, across geographic areas, and again towards the area of research where I've been focusing public health systems and services research and practice-based research and thinking about social determinants of health and health disparities. And so this just gives you a little bit of information about how I also started thinking about the types of data I would have available. Betty Beckemeyer is the leader of the Public Health Activities and Systems Tracking Network through the Practice-Based Research Network. Betty, do you want to raise your hand? And she's my research mentor for this project. And essentially, there have been several studies in these 10 states across our nation where very complex relationships between local health departments and the types of services they provide and additional data have been archived and are, again, in the spirit of big data, can be used for making nationwide comparisons to inform practice. And so quite a bit of the complex relational database needed for this study was already established for me to take hit the ground running for this project, thanks to Betty's work with FAST. And so just thinking about the needs in our country about where people are and where the most vulnerable populations reside, based on what we know about health disparities, you see from census data where the darkest areas on the United States are represented. That's the black population, for example, where we know there's significant health disparities. Also, the Hispanic or Latino population, so a bit different when we compare the two populations. And then in thinking about CBSAs, you can see it's distributed when thinking about metropolitan, micropolitan, and more rural areas across the United States as far as geography and distribution of the population. So thinking about all those, I developed these following specific aims. The first was to describe nationwide patterns of decline in the LHD workforce by mapping changes to hopefully identify any spatial trends in full-time equivalents or FTEs per capita. The second aim was to examine the distribution of LHD FTE cuts relative to the distribution of vulnerable populations, as I indicated on the maps previously. And then third, to determine whether there are significant clusters of changes in per capita LHD FTEs associated with changes in sociodemographic characteristics across selected contiguous states. So essentially, would geographic boundaries that may be set by political specifics due to state regulations or county regulations, whether those would be more indicative of trends versus the distribution of the populations of interest. And so this is the conceptual model I had in mind in thinking about how LHDs can map population health needs for public health programming efforts, again, in this strategy to use big data to inform practice and services. So again, thinking about priority setting with strategic planning, health assessments, and perhaps political mandates, and then planning with a geographic focus by the types of information we might gather from this type of GIS analysis. And again, that would require the access to geo-enabled data on population health and LHD and service or program data, such as I've had for this project, and then really just using that to increase technical capacity and orchestrate a more responsive organizational structure to consistently and continually evaluate priorities and planning for the distribution of services. So to give you a flavor of the methods that were employed for this study, retrospective secondary data was used, both from the National Association of City and County Health Officials. Again, that's NACHO. They conduct a profile survey, and we were looking at data from the 2005, 2008, and 2010 profile surveys. And then also using geographic information systems to pull census data on our measures for vulnerable populations, which were measured by the black population, Hispanic population, percent minority population, or also those in poverty nationwide. And then again, as I mentioned previously, the FAST data had previously been established to assure some of those more complex relationships were already in place in merging that data. And so in thinking about the specific aims, it was going to be a combination for the first aim of using mapping to identify spatial trends, then using all of the data obtained both from the use of the GIS and nature profile survey and regression, and ultimately to then conduct spatial analysis of any clustering based on those regional differences or distribution of vulnerable populations. So the moment you've all been waiting for, results. Well, the first takeaway from this project regarding the results is the response rates, and this is going to be very telling, so please pay close attention to this. In the 2005 profile survey, 2008, 2010, we had a range in response rates of about 82 to 84%. But remember I said we were looking at making comparisons from 2005, 2008, and 2010. And so when we think about the responders for all three of those years, it whittles down to only 60% of LHDs who responded. And I noticed when I got here as moderator, there was a slide that somehow didn't show up. But they told me I'd be able to access it here, so I'll show you this quickly. Again, thinking about our FAST states, we were able to look at 10, where we already had quite a bit of that information determined, and you can see the states here, the abbreviations, and I call your attention particularly here to this segment of the graph, where when we were looking at comparisons between 2008 and 2010, we particularly see decline in FTE growth between the years of 2008 and 2010 in thinking about our hypothesis in the states of New York, Ohio, and then I know that this is Washington and Wisconsin. That was represented more accurately on the graph that I had. And let's see if I can roll back the way the tech person showed me. Okay, I think I have to start it again. Maybe here, let's see. Okay. And so then in thinking about the mapping of the spatial characteristics nationwide in FTE change by percent, so you can see according to the legend, kind of the red hot areas are where we saw decreases, and the more intense the color, the more the decrease, and the green areas where there was actually an increase. So as you can see, there's been variation, particularly in those years of 2008 and 2010, where we saw the most marked and significant changes, both in increase and decrease. But largely, it seems that the trend was a decrease when you see those most intense orange areas. However, what I call your attention to is the enormous amount of white space. And this corresponds to what I was saying about response rates in people just simply not filling out the survey, and the lack of response in that regard. As I was saying, there were 60% across all 3 years, and this makes it very difficult for us in thinking about the conclusions and analysis, the capability to conduct those analyses. And in thinking about the results of our regression analysis, essentially, we only found significant results when controlling for CBSA and states for the Black and Hispanic population jurisdictions, not for those with high percents of minority populations as that was measured, or high percent of populations in poverty. And so in thinking about that, and I'll just roll on to, excuse me, that's not the next slide. In thinking about that, I call your attention to, in thinking about the Black population, the significant results were in the direction we would have anticipated with a negative coefficient, which corresponds to a decrease in those areas with substantial LHD workforce cuts. However, in the Hispanic population, we saw that there was continued growth in FTE workforce among LHDs, so that was quite puzzling to notice the difference. And so in thinking about that, I thought I wanted to share a little bit of what I know more specifically. Although we were looking across 10 states, I mentioned that Washington was one where we knew there was a substantial decrease. And I'm from Washington State. I mentioned I'm from Seattle, Washington. And so if you look at these three maps here, you notice in the big map, the FTE change in LHD workforce from 2008 to 2010, all that hot orange exemplifies a substantial decrease of over 50% in the public health workforce. And when you think about then the overlay with the Hispanic population and the black population, you see the hot green areas and the hot blue areas where both of those populations reside. And there does seem to be a trend in both of in regard to both of those populations in our state. So certainly there would be some overlap with the jurisdictions with those most vulnerable populations. However, thinking about that, I was thinking I had recently conducted another study related to work at Public Health Seattle and King County, where I also am employed. And I noticed in my qualitative research and interviews there with leaders of local health departments for this other study, many of the leaders that I spoke to and asking them about the impact of workforce cuts on the services that they provide to racial and ethnic minorities in their jurisdiction, particularly when it came to the Hispanic population, they mentioned that overall they had to continue some of those services because of the impact on language and the need for interpreter services and very culturally appropriate services at the very basic levels. And so one idea that I had, and I'd be interested to hear from all of you later, is if you think that, for example, would be one explanation for why we see these marked differences between FTE growth in areas where there is a substantial Hispanic population, but a specific decrease in FTE growth in areas where there is a black population in thinking about racial and ethnic minorities. So there may be cultural differences about what's needed for those particular populations and their experience, and just thinking about some of that together would be great for additional feedback for my project. So to wrap up here with conclusions, overall, when thinking about the mapping and spatial analysis for the trends nationwide in LHD workforce cuts in relationship to vulnerable populations, we did see that there was a considerable variation in the percent change of FTEs among the LHD workforce, and unfortunately, there were substantial amounts of missing data that made our analyses very difficult and in some ways non-existent. You probably noticed that I didn't mention any results for the specific aim where we were planning to look at the difference between potential spatial analysis with clustered areas based on geographic boundaries as opposed to the distribution of the population. And we simply just didn't have enough data to execute those very complex analyses because of the amount of lacking data from the Nature Profile Survey. And so overall, we know there was this is a take-home message, there was a disproportionate reduction in the percent change in FTEs among jurisdictions with a high percent black population in the jurisdiction when controlling for state factors and CBSA. And in contrast, there was an increase in the percent change of FTEs among jurisdictions with high percent Hispanic population when controlling for the same variables. So in thinking about a discussion here, and I know we're getting close to time, again, the significant limitation with what we found with this data set was the limitation of missing data and how that really hindered our ability to move forward with some of these analysis or really perhaps illuminate even more of what the story is nationwide and in these particular jurisdictions. And so thinking about that, and I think, again, this dovetails very nicely with the comments made during the opening session yesterday about big data and how we can use that to inform systems and practice. We need continued and consistent data collection on LHD workforce and I think all public health services. And additional practice-based research from here would be quite warranted to investigate these differences that I saw that were quite surprising with the disproportionate impact of the LHD workforce cuts among the black population serving jurisdictions in comparison to those with high populations of Hispanic where we saw growth nationwide. I'd like to acknowledge again my research team, my mentor and co-investigator, Dr. Betty Beckemeyer, the GIS guru, Dr. Matt Dunbar, and the statistician, Dr. Young Ron Yang. Also, the Washington Practice-Based Research Network, which housed this opportunity. Laura Hitchcock is the director in Seattle, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Public Health Practice-Based Research Network. And I see my program officer, Naima Wong. Thank you for being here, Naima.